This is Unit 44.
Affray. A-F-F-R-A-Y. A public fight or brawl. A noisy quarrel.
The affray at the town meeting began when the protesters started chanting.
A shouting match between fans erupted into a violent affray after the World Cup finals.
Affray. A-F-F-R-A-Y. A public fight or brawl. A noisy quarrel.
Affronted. A-F-F-R-O-N-T-E-D. Offended. Insulted.
I was affronted by the acrimonious criticisms of my political opponent.
Since my mother is old-fashioned, she will be affronted if you don't stuff yourself at her table.
Affronted. A-F-F-R-O-N-T-E-D. Offended. Insulted.
Antipathy. A-N-T-I-P-A-T-H-Y. An instinctive feeling of dislike or aversion. Hostility.
Fred's antipathy toward smoking has increased since his illness.
I'm afraid my antipathy for light opera won't be changed by a single night out.
Antipathy. A-N-T-I-P-A-T-H-Y. An instinctive feeling of dislike or aversion. Hostility.
Aspect. A-S-P-E-C-T. A feature, trait, or quality of something being considered.
The aspect of Shakespeare I love is his varied and colorful vocabulary.
Viewed either in its comic or moral aspect, Huckleberry Finn is a great novel.
Aspect. A-S-P-E-C-T. A feature, trait, or quality of something being considered.
Circumspect. C-I-R-C-U-M-S-P-E-C-T. Careful, cautious, wary, discreet.
The secret agent's circumspect behavior was an effective subterfuge.
A therapist must be circumspect in guarding the confidentiality of her clients.
Circumspect. C-I-R-C-U-M-S-P-E-C-T. Careful, cautious, wary, discreet.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Affray. A public fight or brawl. A noisy quarrel. Affray.
Affronted. Offended, insulted, affronted.
Antipathy. An instinctive feeling of dislike or aversion. Hostility. Antipathy.
Aspect. A feature, trait, or quality of something being considered. Aspect.
Circumspect. Careful, cautious, wary, discreet. Circumspect.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
Earlier, we said that you could use animosity as a less harsh way to say hatred. The word antipathy conveys a different and very useful sense of hatred. Antipathy means an ingrained, almost organic hostility towards someone or something, an involuntary, irresistible urge to dislike the other.
If you felt that you and a coworker just instinctively disliked each other, so that the very sight of the person made it difficult to work, how would you convey to your manager that it's time to find you a different person to work with? You could say, "You know, Helen, Mike and I just hate each other's guts." Or you could say, "You know, Helen, as hard as Mike and I try to overcome our feelings and work together, we have such antipathy towards each other that we've concluded that it isn't going to work out."
The cool, clinical sound of antipathy sets your listener at ease, while saying hate or I can't stand him creates a tense, disturbed atmosphere. You've gotten your point across more effectively by stating your case precisely with a level-headed, felicitous choice of words. Your boss can see that you've thought carefully about this matter, and she will give more weight to your request.
You are 220 words richer now.